Do you know what happens when the bombs are launched on their missiles? Well, the American satellites pick up the attack, and within that 30 minutes, the button's pressed on this side, so the bombs cross mid-space, and it's all over in an hour. And the fact is that Carl Sagan, you remember Carl Sagan, did some work with some others and found that only 1,000 bombs burning 100 cities will create nuclear winter and the end of life on Earth, because the Earth becomes enveloped in a cloud of smoke so thick, toxic black radioactive smoke, it blocks out the sun for up to a year, and that creates a short ice age and the end of most life on Earth. So we said to people, well, a bomb comes in at 20 times the speed of sound and lands on Boston, and you won't even know. Although, you know, sometimes you've got your radio on, you hear, this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. Well, they would say, this is not a test. We are under nuclear attack. Run to the nearest fallout shelter. The trouble is, by the time the satellite picks the attack up and radios back through Pine Gap in Australia, back to Chine Mountain in America, that takes 15 minutes. And then the president has 3 minutes to decide whether or not to press the button. 3 minutes. Then the button gets pressed. So by the time you hear that message, you'll have 10 minutes maybe to get to a fallout shelter or less. And then I said, do you know what happens when the bomb drops? No. Well, it digs a hole 3/4 of a mile wide and 800 feet deep, like maybe here. And the whole area and the building and the people are converted to radioactive fallout. And then 5 miles from here, every building totally destroyed with winds of 500 miles an hour. Everybody killed, many vaporized. They said, really? I said, there was a little boy in Hiroshima reaching up to catch a red dragonfly on his hand against the blue of the sky, and there was a blinding flash, and he literally disappeared and left his shadow behind him. They said, my God. I said, further out, if you look at the flash from curiosity, your eyes will melt and run down your cheeks. Oh, my God, they said. And I said, right out to 20 miles, the whole of Boston will be destroyed. All the hospitals gone, the doctors gone, no morphine, no blood supplies, because at least in New York now, they're getting blood supplies. They've got morphine to treat the burn patients. There are hundreds of burn patients there. You know, a burn patient takes at least 6 months to treat, and even then we may not save them. They use hundreds of units of blood and fresh frozen plasma. It's what they're going to need in New York now. But this would be a nuclear war. And people said, oh, my God. And we said every single town and city with a population of more than 25,000 is targeted. And then they started to say nuclear war is bad for our health. And then the business people said nuclear war is bad for business. And then the architects said nuclear war is going to be bad for architecture. And gradually everyone came in, the psychologists, the architects, the physicians, everyone. And finally, I was asked to speak at the annual Morticians Association in America, their annual meeting. And they didn't want to embalm radioactive bodies, so they were against nuclear war. And I said, don't worry, you'll be one too. But anyway, they passed a resolution against it. So what happened was, in that 5 years from 78 to 83, we had a revolution in thinking in America. From better to be dead than red to we have to stop this madness. However, the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex kept building bombs, and over time America built over 70,000 nuclear weapons in a kind of nuclear psychosis. Then we were able to get on television in Russia and speak, or the Soviet Union, uncensored for an hour, the physicians, to describe to the Russian and Soviet Union people the medical effects of nuclear war, and Gorbachev was watching. And Gorbachev actually saved the world by allowing the Berlin Wall to come down, perestroika and glasnost.